Welcome to episode 2 of 6816 Sportscast. I am Justin. I'm here with Brad. We are.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well.
You got the draft pulled up?
Drafts going right now. We're live covering the draft, reacting to it. And we're going to talk about some picks, I guess, tonight about who's doing well and who's not so far.
So the plan here is we reconvened after the last podcast, and we're not going to have one next week, the week of the 26th. So we're going to go ahead and do a draft reaction, kind of compare your mock to what's going on, maybe talk about a few other things as well, and get that posted in place of a podcast next week. And then we'll try to get back on schedule again.
Sounds great.
All right, so let's recap what's happened so far. That we're not too far in. As expected, Philadelphia took Fultz out of Washington.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a whole lot to say there.
I mean, it was coming. I guess it's the right pick to make there. I mean, I don't think he's the best player in the draft, but he's... He was the one that everybody thought was the number one pick, so I can see why they did it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the last episode too. It seems like he fits what they're trying to do a little bit better than Ball would. So I think Ball is more of a distributor. I mean, he's an all around good player offensively, but I think Fultz has more of a nose to score.
Yeah.
Yeah. You agree with that?
I agree. I think Fultz... Ball might have a little more upside. Fultz maybe a little safer pick. I don't know, though. I could see...
Do you think Ball would gel with Simmons? I think Fultz works a little bit better with him. I think they're different players.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Ball is just going to bring so much kind of baggage with him, so you don't know how it's going to...
Are you not a big baller?
Yeah, I don't know what to make. I mean, L.A. is really the perfect place because it can kind of handle all his nonsense kind of thing. The city's used to that kind of thing, and the team will be and everything. But, yeah, there's just a lot going on there with Ball. But he got his wish. He went to the Lakers, so.
Yep, with the second pick, the Lakers take Ball out of UCLA. It's just a perfect fit. The Lakers are big ballers.
There you go.
And... I got to say this. He has to have the best hairline in the draft, right? That thing is perfect.
He does
best
have
hairline
good hair
in the NBA.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see what he does there. I'm interested to see he'd be one to follow in his career, because if he doesn't pan out, he's going to be one of those epic busts just because there's been so much hype about him and his dad's career and everything like that. If he's out of the league in 4 years, he'll be like the all-time Ryan Leaf of NBA, pretty much. So
somewhat self-inflicted too.
Oh yeah, like if Fultz struggles, no one people are like, oh, he was just a bad number one pick, like Kwame Brown kind of, they'll forget about it. But Ball, if he fails, it'll be epic failure. So
I ESPN and a lot of these big media companies have a little bit to do with that as well, because they're all buying in with the big story, the branding.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. His dad would definitely have brought some of this on himself.
Oh, yeah. He's got a brand he's trying to sell with younger kids and everything, so he's...
Hasn't played a minute in the NBA.
Not a minute.
Go get your $495 shoes.
Yep.
All right. This is where I starts getting a little interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like this pick. It's the first one that, I guess, surprised me. I thought was kind of a silly pick by Boston.
So they took with the third pick, Jason Tatum, a small forward out of Duke.
Yeah.
Seems like they're going with the Isaiah Thomas point guard with four small forwards on the court approach.
Well, that's what someone said. They said this exact same player they've got a lot of on the Celtics. So it's not anything different. It doesn't really excite much. It's a very safe, kind of boring pick for a team that's kind of trying to get next level. I think Jackson was a better player the whole time. I don't know why. I don't know if Stevens has a thing with Duke guys as a college guy or not, but it just doesn't make I'm just not a huge fan of the pick, honestly. He's a good player, but I think Jackson's a significantly better player.
Agree. I think Jackson would have fit better if that's the kind of game they want to play, because he's a lot longer. I think he's taller, right?
Yeah, he
probably
is.
Probably at least, like 2 or 3 inches?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, he can play bigger, I think, than Tatum can. I think Tatum plays a 3 and slides down to a 2, where Jackson's at a 3 and maybe slides up to a 4.
I agree. Yep.
But, hey, they must have liked him enough. They traded back. They got what they wanted.
Yep.
So, we'll see how it works out. The fourth pick, it was obvious at this point in the draft. So the Phoenix Suns are on the clock. What's that?
Yeah. Suns got a steal with Jackson, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think they ever thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they get Booker and Jackson will be an excellent scoring combo now. They're kind of on the combo guards.
Yep.
So they'll, I think that's a really good pickup for them.
Yeah, I think that's a better fit for them, whereas Boston, yep. I don't really like the fit as well.
I agree.
So, yeah, Phoenix kind of had that fall into their lap.
Yep.
And then I think the fifth pick just came in.
It came in, yep. It is De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky, which you're not very high on. Talk about that a little bit, Justin.
Yeah, I don't like his size at all. I don't think he's going to be able to get to the basket very well, especially with these forwards and centers in the NBA. It's not like playing in the SEC. He's a good player. He's a good scorer. He can shoot. I just don't like his size. I don't think he's strong enough. And I'm not convinced he's good enough defensively.
And there's some concerns there. I agree. I think he's definitely the third best point guard. But if you desperately need a point guard at this point, you take the slow Nick Lina, or you take, you take Fox. There's or Dennis Smith, but there's a lot of question mark with Smith. So I feel like if you need a point guard here, what Sacramento does, you got question marks abound with everybody left. So I think he has the least amount of question marks. I don't think it's a terrible pick. I don't think it's a great pick either, though. I mean, it's one of those that I predicted in my mock draft, so I'm 3 for 5 so far, which is a good start with mock draft.
You got all 5 players. It's just 2 of those were swapped by 1 pick, so not bad.
I think most people had that. Some people did. A lot of people did not have Fox at number 5, though, so happy I nailed that, I guess. So.
Yeah, I think you're pretty spot on with your needs.
Yes, I'm a point guard, yep. So I could definitely see it. Saw it coming, and it came, so we'll see what happens from here. Number 6 pick has not been announced yet, but I got Jonathan Isaac from Florida State coming up. You going to make a prediction here in this number 6 pick?
I will agree with you on this one. We kind of talked about it before. I think it makes a lot of sense. He's kind of a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy. I wouldn't say he's a serious offensive threat. He's a good defensive player. He's got some length to him. I think he fits right in. It's a good safe pick right here.
Yep, I think so too. Other people, let me see, other mocks got Malik Monk going. NBA.com has that. Some have – Isaac's the most popular by far at 6, though.
Yeah.
Monk's – a couple people have Monk still. But I think it's going to be Isaac as well.
And I would be okay with Monk if I'm Orlando here, but I wouldn't knock him for taking Isaac.
Yep. I think it was Reese Davis said that I think Benji Billis was the one who said that he thought Isaac should go 3 to Boston because it was a very different player than either Jackson or Tatum. That's what something they needed there, which I thought was an interesting observation. I mean, Isaac's one of those guys that, again, was not the other 5. Like, well, Fultz wasn't a college superstar, but the other 4 were college superstars. Isaac was kind of a, under the radar guy at Florida State, part of a, big, lengthy team. He was a good player there, but I'm not sure he's not a, not a household name like the other guys. So we'll see if Orlando takes a Monk is probably the more proven product, but if you're looking for size there in the middle of the lineup, Isaac's a good pick there.
Yep. So. I agree with that 100%.
Yep. So we'll
see what they come in with. This is actually, I think, a good spot to talk about the seventh pick because there's – I don't know if it's been reported yet. But
oh, yeah, I saw it on NBA – ESPN, I hadn't shown it, but NBA TV has, actually.
Okay, so the Bulls trade Butler.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they traded him for nothing, pretty much. I mean, they got hosed. This is terrible. They trade Jimmy Butler and the 17th pick, I believe. Or the, no, I'm sorry, 16th pick.
7th pick, yeah. They get the 7th pick here coming up.
Well, they're giving up Butler and the 16th pick to Minnesota. And in return, the Bulls get the 7th pick, Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn.
Okay, I didn't know they were giving the 16th pick. I knew they were getting LaVine and Dunn, but yeah, that's...
I'm pretty sure they're giving up Butler and the 16th pick, which is terrible. That's unbelievable. This is bad. This is bad management.
Yep. They must really like somebody at 7. I'm wondering who it is.
But they give. You have to get more than that.
I think you probably do.
The T-Wolves just traded down 9 spots and got one of the best players in the league.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of like a Paul George situation there, where they lost a lot of leverage when he kind of said he didn't want to be in Chicago anymore. So
is he a free agent next year?
Do you know? I don't know.
I'm they not lost sure. Him in a direction. Let me see if I can find that real quick.
I don't know. If you're looking at Chicago, why are you going to go to Minnesota? They're never. I mean, they never win anything. I mean, they're not gonna.
Well, this might actually change that a little bit.
It might. I mean, it's. You got a bunch of good young players. I mean, they always have a bunch. They're always a bunch of young players. They're all interesting prospect team, but never quite there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, given the playoffs now, I think they could be maybe even top 5 or 6 team in the.
Yeah, they
definitely
could.
Yep.
Let's put them right there.
Yep.
Butler has a player option in 2019. So they have him for 2 more years.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the point of this was. It kind of feels rushed.
Unless they're just in rebuilding mode. I mean, you got an aging team, you know, that needs to get younger. But, I mean, I don't know.
But why do this right now? By the way, Isaac just came in as the...
Yeah, I saw Isaac as...
Sixth pick. It's a good call there.
So I'm 4 for 6. Last year at this point, I was 2 for 6. So let me... can actually evaluate through the years to see if this is the best start I've ever had or not.
We need you to do well for a little credibility here. We're just getting started.
Yeah. And you're a better, bigger pro guy than me, so you probably should have done your own mock.
I probably
should
have.
But
we need you to get them all.
Yeah. No, I think maybe part of that, though, I'll say, is this draft's a little more predictable than past years as far as the top goes. Everybody kind of had an idea of where... Fox was a little bit surprised. Isaac got a little surprised, but I guess most people had these kind of guys.
Let's talk about the 7th pick real fast then with the Bulls, because this is completely out of the blue, not part of your mock. Who do you think goes here?
Well, I had the Bulls getting a power forward, because they do need size, with the 16th pick. I had them getting TJ Leaf. I'm going to keep power forward, because I got a power forward going here and keep my mock. I'm going to say they take Markkanen, who I think is the best player still available.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they're going to...
go Monk?
Yeah, I think they go Monk. I think they fill the Butler shoes right here.
Yeah, that is kind of the fill the Butler spot. I mean, it's a poor man's Jimmy Butler, though.
And, I agree. Yeah. They shouldn't have traded him in the first place right here.
Yeah, but I think... you picked up two guards, though. You know, I think you need a big here. I don't know if you pick up 3 guards with their.
Do you like the players they got back?
They're okay. I mean, they're marginal.
That's not NBA. Good. So they traded up. They traded up 9 spots and got 2 marginal players, and they gave up an all-star.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to hear if you're a Bulls fan right now.
Yeah, I mean, you win with all-stars in the league, so I mean, it does kind of hurt their immediate chances to win, especially when you had Wade for...
They have Wade. They got him. He opted back in, right?
Yeah.
what's going through his mind right now. He's the best player on the team.
Maybe him and LeBron jump ship again, find a new team to kind of be a part of.
I think Wade's stock has kind of dropped. It's tanked.
Yep.
That ship sailed. He's over the hill.
Yep. This is actually my best start since 2014. I was 4 of 6 in 2014 in my picks correct. And that was an interesting draft because I was actually in Europe when the draft went on, so I had to draft like did the mock like 4 days early. But it was one of my most accurate ones to start out with. That was 5 of the first 7 picks were correct in that draft. So that was Wiggins, Parker, Embiid, Gordon, Exum, Randall draft. So we should look back at the draft and see who the busts were and not. So, but that was I was 5 of 7 there. So we'll see if I can keep it up. My interesting to see what happens here at 7, 2:28 in the clock for.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that pulled up. I just got the ticker on ESPN pulled up right now.
Yep.
Maybe I can find something a little bit better. I was gonna run this by you too for a little background. What if you? Well, what's going on in the background?
That would be Andrew. That would be my son, my 11th month old here, is enjoying the draft. First ever NBA draft.
NBA draft. He's getting involved.
He's super excited about it. Absolutely thrilled to be a part of it. So he's having a good run here.
He must agree with the last pick.
Yep. He thought Isaac was the go-to there for Orlando, and I agree. I think he was a go-to. We'll actually probably get to see Isaac play. I mean, his first NBA game, because I'm sure we'll go to Disney World here in a few years. And
there you go.
I'm sure, Magic game at some point while I'm down
there.
Full
circle.
So, yep, that'll be perfect for him.
What I was going to ask you about, you want to try to pepper in maybe our like top 5 sporting moments in between some picks?
Yeah. Talk about all time or
all time, top 5 for you and me.
All time, the most historic, our favorite.
Just
what are we going with here?
Most meaningful to you.
Most personal,
most
meaningful.
Personal, yeah, let's do personal. Not what you think is the most historic events.
Okay.
But subjectively, what meant the most to you?
Well, I'm going to start at number 5. I would go with American Pharoah's Triple Crown a few years ago. That was a big sporting moment. I had 4 life goals in sports that I'd kind of been aiming for since the late 90s. That would number 1 would be still hadn't happened, 16 seed beating a 1. Number 2 was Wake Forest, my alma mater, winning a basketball or football championship. Number 3 was a Triple Crown of horse racing. And number 4 was a Brit winning Wimbledon. And the last of those to happen recently would have been American Pharoah. So I would go with that as the 5th most meaningful sporting event in my life. And what about you, Justin? Number 5.
You kind of – I think you might have spoiled some future
there's a couple
selections in there.
One of them I spoiled, I guess.
This is kind of crazy.
There's 3 on there. That,
I actually agree with you.
You go number 5 with
Pharoah?
Yeah,
that's what I have at number 5 as well. Really only because the other 4, I think, are a little more personal to me.
Yeah.
And that was an event that's never happened in, what was it, like 40-plus years at the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you almost have to have that in top 5, right? If you don't, you had a pretty good – you've had some pretty good years.
Yep. I agree.
And there's the pick at 7, I believe.
Markkanen.
You called it. This is why you did the mock.
That's why I did the mock. This guy is going to dominate the league. He is going to be the best Chicago Bull of all time.
I'll have that.
The best Chicago Bull of all time. Call it right now.
Just another reasonable statement.
How about the best power forward Chicago Bull of all time?
Ooh.
Rodman, better than Oakley.
I don't know. Rodman's
better than Horace Grant.
I mean,
different kind of player than all those guys, but this is a skill. here. He's a skilled 7-foot freak. They're showing the highlights now.
Yeah. Based on what we talked about before, I'm not going to agree with you, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was true one day.
Yeah.
I mean, Chicago always had really good power forwards, right? They were always good enough.
Yeah,
they never really had a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is better than, like, Noah or anybody they've had in the past, and this guy is...
I know you probably think this was a great trade that they just made, then, to trade up and get him.
Well, I don't know if it's...
Right. Well, I mean, you said last time that he was your... Was he, like, one of your number one players?
It makes more sense now to get... If they had gotten, like, a Monk or Kennard or some run-of-the-mill shooting guard, I can just see now why they got... They really could have thought this guy was special, and one of them got him. I kind of think that... I mean, there's just nobody like this guy in the draft. If you want somebody that's kind of a... That can be a Dirk Nowitzki, kind of a breakout, transcendent star that plays a different game than everybody else, this is the pick. He's just so different. I mean, he's 7 foot, skilled, athletic. He's got perimeter game, inside game. I mean, just an all-purpose player. You know, that's what you gotta like about him. But
I would say they just used the 7th pick on Channing Frye.
Channing Frye. Which you're gonna?
That's my comparison.
That's your comparison, yep. Channing Frye.
At pick number 7, big man that can shoot the ball. Rebounding and defense. We'll see.
I say Dirk Nowitzki is my pick. I think he's a better version of Dirk, actually. More polished at this age than Dirk was. So.
I'm going with Channing Frye approach. I don't think polished. I think he's just a shooter. And I don't know. This one might come back to bite him in the butt.
Even at the 7-foot shooter, I mean, that's... The thing about being a 7-foot shooter, you don't have to be athletic to get your shot off. You can get your shot off at 7 foot from 3 all the time. So if you can make that shot consistently, then...
They just took Markkanen, Dunn, and... is it Levine or Levine? I can never remember.
Levine
at 7. And let Jimmy Butler walk out the door.
Well...
That's an L to me.
It might be an L, but I'm excited they got more. They made the right pick. They made a bad trade, but they made the right pick to kind of make up for it, is what I'm telling you.
Well, who do you got going to the Knicks here, then? You going to stick with your mock, or you
think stick with the mock. I'm going to go with Frank. If the mock's working, I'm not going to depart from the mock. So Frank Nicolina, I'm going with.
I still think this would be the worst pick of the draft.
Well, the Knicks have made the worst pick in the draft before. They may make it here. You'd go Dennis Smith? A lot of people probably want Dennis Smith.
No, I think you got to... Well, I mean, yeah, they need a point guard. That's true. Yeah. I think you take Malik Monk here.
I don't think... Monk's a scorer. You've got Carmelo Anthony already taking all the shots of the team. Monk's not going to do anything on that team.
Pair him with Carmelo?
Carmelo's going to take 75% of the shots. Monk wants... They're going to battle for the ball all the time, you know? It's one of those things. You got to have a distributor that can... Here, this can't be another score. They already have people shooting a lot of shots on the team. They need a contributor.
I think they're so bad that they need to just take the best available, and that's Malik Monk right now.
Yeah, they win international. Think about it. They did go international last big pick they had, and they nailed it with
that's true.
Porzingis. I think that might have to do with it too.
This guy that they might take at point guard is not Porzingis. this is a little bit different.
It's a little different, a lot of people booed Porzingis, so it'll be interesting here. They took him.
They
Fred
did.
Nicolina, number 8.
You got it right again.
7. This is unbelievable, folks. 6 out of 8, and you heard it right here first in 68 and 16 Sports.
Wow. You got first. 8 out of 8 players.
Yeah, 8 out of 8 players, 6 out of 8 correct. I'm 3rd, 3, and 4 swap. So I literally have 2 points. I keep a running score of how many total points I have in golf, and I've got 2 because I missed 2 players by 1 point each on a flip flop. So this is good so far. And now I think I feel great about number 9 too.
Well, here comes Monk, finally.
Monk going the best available. I mean, this is shaping up to be a perfect draft. couple of them.
That'll go to number 9 right now on the clock is Dallas. Yep. So while we wait on them, what do you got at number 4?
Great sport. First of all, tell me why you hate the Nicolina pick so much. Is it because he's slow?
Yes.
Just too slow?
Terribly slow to me. Terribly slow. And I think Monk is a much better pick right here, and they bypassed him.
Well, France is a very fast country. The cars are fast. The motorcycles go fast. Now, I think maybe the speed in France is throwing you off on how quick this guy actually might be.
France is kind of a laid-back country. You've been, though. I haven't.
Yeah.
So I'll defer to you.
Fast traffic in Paris. So.
Why not go with Smith, though? I would rather have went with Dennis Smith than...
Yeah. They're similar players, I guess. I don't know.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be the... He might be the bust of draft. I'm actually going to go there that far.
Dennis Smith?
Dennis Smith, yeah.
According to ESPN, he is the best available. So...
Well, no, actually, they got... My ESPN, right? Well, Jay Billis is best available on ESPN. He's got him number 2. They got Monk at 1.
Well, on their website, they got Smith listed as best available right now. So.
Apparently, the ESPN editors and Billis are disagreeing about this. Internal conflict
there.
They
are not on the same page.
Wake Forest, John Collins, number 9, best available. So, but no, go back to number 4 of greatest sporting events of all time. Can you guess mine? I'll guess yours if you can guess mine.
Well, I think you can get 3 of
them. I think get all 4 years. I think I can get.
I don't know. They're more, well, yeah, I bet you can. We'll see if you get them in the right order. I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I'll get at least 3. At the 4th one.
What are yours? We'll I feel like I'll do better at like 1 and 2. Number 4. Go ahead and give me this one, and let me think about the other 3.
4 is going to be Andy Murray winning.
Wow. I would have had that higher.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge event. It kind of felt like it was going to happen, you know? It wasn't like a complete shock or anything. The other 3 are, well, the 3 aren't really shocks, but two of the 3 are shocks. One of the 3 is just something huge. But no, this was just a big event. And it was. I named my son that you can hear in the background here after Mr. Murray.
That's what I'm saying. I would have thought this would have been much higher.
Yeah, I mean, he already won a major, he won a gold, though, so he'd done other stuff, and it was a great match. I mean, sensational, only a 3-set match, but the best 3-set match you'll ever see, beating Djokovic in that 7-5 and a 25-point game there to end the match, so it's a big event in my life, 2013, when we won again this year on the same weekend Andrew was born, so that was very fitting.
That was crazy.
Yep.
What are the chances of that?
Yep.
Meant to be.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you think I got at number 4?
Just think, I know 3 of yours for sure.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what your 4 would be. Going through random sports here. Number 4, LeBron coming back to Cleveland?
No, I thought about this long and hard today. I'm going to actually go with something very recent.
Okay.
I'm going to take South Carolina's Final Four run.
Yeah, I thought about that. If they had won it, that would be way up there. That's probably number 6 on my list, though. And that was pretty phenomenal.
I figured it'd be probably in your top 10.
Yeah, we've been definitely top 10. I'm more of a South Carolina football than basketball kind of guy, but that was unbelievable this year. Especially my dad was he's a huge Gamecock fan, been for 50 years, and never saw him good in basketball. If you're probably a bigger basketball fan than football, and he just completely, it was nice seeing how crazy he got kind of throughout the whole experience, how happy he was. So that was a big moment. That was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, and the way it started, beating Duke close to home, just kind of torpedoing them through the tournament, and Thornwell going off, potentially getting drafted today. And then, I went to law school there, so it's not the same as going down to undergrad or anything, but still pretty cool to see somewhere where you went have a a big run. So Dallas, I think the pick is in. I know the clock ran down. There it is. Dennis Smith. So
Dennis
we have
Smith at number 9. Wow. So I missed one, another one by one there.
the first miss. You had the right thought process,
I
though.
missed them by like 4, and I had them 13, so I missed 4 points here. I don't know about this pick. What are your
No.
thoughts on it?
I think they should have took Monk.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with
Monk's
it.
really flying.
I'm gonna keep saying it until somebody takes him.
Yeah. No, I agree. On this point, you gotta take Monk, I think.
Oh, they if Sacramento doesn't take Monk with number 10, this is crazy because you've got him taking Kennard. He
Yeah,
it's
no, you got
basically the
to.
same position, but one of them's good.
that's probably true.
That's the only difference.
That would be the huge difference. And yeah, wow, Monk and Fox reuniting there at the King, Kentucky 2.0 over again there potentially.
That's
That will
true.
be
Yeah, I didn't think about
pickup.
that. They just took another Kentucky player a few picks ago.
Yep. So that'll be those guys both could start next year for him too.
Yeah.
So that would be.
Wow.
Pretty big there if that happened, but no, I think it's a bad pick. I'm gonna go ahead and just call out Dallas for, well, I think it's the worst pick of the top 10 so far, but
All right, I'm sticking with the Knicks.
a coworker of mine said I'm undervaluing Smith though too when he heard my podcast, so apparently I'm
Okay.
might be in the minority here with like criticism of Smith, but I just didn't like him this year. Didn't think the team was very good. Didn't think he had a very good work ethic on
Did
that team.
he
And
got hurt in the year, right?
yeah, he was banged up.
Yeah.
Just
Okay.
was slack. I mean, he just didn't play a good defense, which you can kind of say Fultz didn't either because his team was bad. But I just didn't really like him as a complete product at this point.
Do
I was kind of overhyped.
you have a lot of friends that are NC State fans?
Some, I mean, everybody kind of follows them kind of thing, you know, even if you're not a fan of them just because they're one of the teams. So everybody
Okay.
kind of knows. But
I didn't know if maybe you knew some people that were really into North Carolina
a
State that
few of
might
them,
have
I
like some
have
comments.
heard them. Yeah, they kind of, I guess they like Smith probably more than most. It's one of those
Okay.
things, you know, who do you, it was just a dumpster fire this year. I mean, who do you blame? Do you blame Smith? You blame Gottfried? You blame who else, other teams, players they
Yeah.
had? There was just a lot of question marks on a team that's supposed to be good. You know, everyone, biggest bust of the season as far as teams go. So,
Sorry, let me break in real quick here. Apparently, Sacramento's going to trade the 10th pick from what I'm reading.
okay.
Looks like they're going to trade 10 to Portland.
Now that's
And.
interesting because they don't need a guard. They don't need a Malik.
Yeah.
Got two good guards.
They're going
I
to.
guess three guard on there, but they're all small. They don't need a
Yep.
Monk.
So they're going to get back 15 and 20.
Why had Portland taken Zach Collins at 15?
Think they're moving up to get him? Worried that he's not going to be there?
Maybe.
They have to take a big guy, right?
They do. There's no other bigs you take right here. I mean, Patton,
Don't think
Leaf are
so.
below that. John Collins, you're going to move up for him and get him at 15. So.
We're not talking like a small forward that you can slide into a four. We're talking an actual legit five.
Unless they just love Monk so much that they think he's the best player in the draft, they're going to take him regardless of positional needs.
I don't think it's been announced yet, but again, I don't have the TV up, so I guess tell me if it
I've
does.
seen TV about it. Nobody, everybody's. Of course, you know, they announced that trade with Minnesota and Chicago, but the T-Wolves still drafted Markkanen, you know, as far as that goes. So you might not see it for a while
Oh, I
because
didn't
he.
realize that's how it was listed on there.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's still, I think it's still probably
Interesting.
listed on the thing. Is this your draft tracker listed as Chicago or Minnesota?
It's got it as Minnesota, but I just assumed it didn't update it.
No, it's, yeah, it's, I think those trades got a, you know, the 48-hour period to finalize and stuff, whatever it is, so.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing online a lot of people are talking that like this is happening.
Okay.
One of the major writers over at Yahoo apparently reported it. So it's got some credence to it. What do you got at number three?
see if you can guess my number three.
Okay. Just kind of thinking out loud here. Kentucky is probably involved somewhere. I don't know which. I don't know how you would rank their titles, though. College-wise, I think it's probably not a pro sporting event. It's probably not like NFL or NBA. So would it be something Wake? No, I'm drawing a blank. You kind of threw me for a curveball having
Murray that low.
Murray,
yeah.
And the Triple Crown that low. I thought they'd be a little higher on your list. I don't know.
I'm going to go the New England Patriots' first Super Bowl championship.
Wow. I am shocked that you have that above the other two.
You know, I was a huge Patriots fan. And I probably less so because it got so good. But that championship was so out of nowhere when they won that first year. And I was been a Patriots fan for 10 years before that. They'd always been terrible. They had that one miracle season with Brady, came out of nowhere. And that whole Super Bowl run was just magical. And it culminated with the biggest Super Bowl upset of all time, potentially, when they beat the Rams in the championship game on the last field goal. So that is my number three.
Okay. I did not see that coming. Okay.
Yep. I thought about this. The Patriots comeback this year is probably number six all time with the
Yeah, that's basketball. True. I didn't even think of – I didn't even consider
I actually thought that was unbelievable, but they'd won five, so you can only get too excited about it no matter how they win it.
As a game – That's probably pretty high, but if we're talking about like what it meant to you, I can see it being a little bit lower just based on everything they've done there. So Zach Collins is off the board, so that tells us it's got to be going to Portland.
As far as he's going to Portland, then
it's got to be right.
I would think so.
You had him going to Portland at 15.
I went to Portland, but I guess I lose five in my.
Well, that's not fair. You can't take into account mock. Or in your mock trades that happen in the draft process. You got the guy going to the right team.
Yeah.
That's more impressive than just happen to get the right number.
That's true.
I mean, your thought process there was correct.
Yeah. That's hard to calculate there. So I think that makes the most sense for them. So.
Agreed. Next pick is 11. This is the Hornets on this one. So this is the only pick I really care about with any like real interest in the night.
Yeah.
The Cavs have none. So the Hornets got the one in the first round. We'll see what happens. You have
Monk here.
What's that?
You take Monk here for the Hornets?
So you got Mitchell
from Louisville. I mean, this is their weakest position is shooting guard. That would be a huge
pickup. That seems
pick
like, yeah, that would be amazing if he just fell into their lap right here. That's got to be the pick. How many times are we going to say that?
Yeah.
How many times am I going to say that? It would.
Yeah, I have a shooting guard, and
this would drive me crazy if they don't pick him.
It would be a little Michael Jordan head scratch if they don't take him here.
That's true.
I mean, who else do you take here? There's really no one else that's.
I think you have to. This is it. Malik Monk right here. Go to the Hornets.
Yep.
So my number three, I'm going to give you three and two because they go together.
I'm going to say number three then is Ohio State's most recent championship, and two is Ohio State's first championship, football championship.
Okay. I've got them switched.
Okay.
Because
really?
I do. I was thinking about this. I went to the Alabama game.
That's true. Yeah, I guess so.
That's the only reason I'm switching these two. If I did not actually go, I probably would have agreed with you.
Yep.
So I remember that the moment when they won that first one against Miami, I remember just like jumping up and down, going crazy. It was mind-boggling that it happened and the way they won it.
Yep.
But yeah, since I was actually there, that's got to be higher up on my personal list. What do you got at two?
By the way, that trade is announced now. The Blazers get the 10th pick So that's going to be – I'm going to count that as a correct pick.
That's right. Because I think it's even better than getting it right. I mean, they went up to get the guy that you had them picking.
Yep. And then Sacramento is going to get the 15th and 20th from Portland, which gets – so they got two coming up, and I got them picking two dookies at both those spots with Kennard and Giles. So we'll see if they go all Duke or not.
Man, I don't know if you come out of here with Giles, Kennard, and Fox. I'm not feeling that.
It's Sacramento. You never feel what they with they.
Yeah.
I don't know why you never think they should be confident what they're taking.
Just assume it's the wrong move.
Yep, you're just assuming it's the wrong move. So, but we both got Monk going 11, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
I'll be a little disappointed if they don't take him. I really will.
Yeah, I mean, you should be at this point. I mean, this is, I mean, there's no one. Justin Jackson's around. I mean, OJ Ababwa, TJ Leaf. I mean, there's just a huge drop off here between Monk and everybody else in the draft. Yep. And this is when Monk's really the last of the elite players, I think, most people see in this draft. After that, it's kind of wide open as far as there'll be some good players in there, but there'll be a lot of busts.
Does Collins, does he have on a leather tie?
I said something weird going on there. I couldn't quite tell what that was.
That is terrible. What is he doing?
The Pacific Northwest, man. You do weird stuff like that.
I guess. All those it's gotten tree, into his head.
Tree ties and everything, you know? I mean, it's a good fit for Portland. He looks like a guy who plays for Portland.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. He's got it down. He'll fit right in.
Look, little Bill Walton-esque, you know, kind of old school.
You know what? He knew what he was doing.
Yep. Absolutely. So.
All right. Number two.
Number two. Do you know what it is?
I feel like I should. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm just drawing a blank right now. I
got you all discombobulated.
You really
now.
Do. Just
to go Kentucky's first championship of my lifetime, the 1996 national championship that I was in Lexington for and partied the streets of downtown Lexington as a fourth grader for that one as they beat Syracuse 76-67. So.
All right, you really got me messed up now because I had that as your number one.
Okay.
So.
Number one's not too shocking. I mean, it's.
Is it
very?
Give me, is it college related?
It's college related, yep.
I'm assuming it's basketball.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me?
You want it now or you want to wait till next pick?
Tell me if it's basketball, at least.
It's not basketball.
So college football.
Unless it's Cyclones baseball championships.
I don't think it's right. I forgot about those till just right now.
They wouldn't be in my top five. I mean, they'd be maybe top 10 or 15.
I completely forgot about those.
Those be in your top five, really?
No, they wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, it's cool and all. I remember standing out at the parade watching them come down.
Yeah.
But no, it wouldn't be in top five. I couldn't even name you a player off those teams. So.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is the one that stands out, obviously, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have been able to tell you that.
You didn't know Jackie Bradley Jr. played for those teams? The Red Sox outfielder?
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that if you asked me.
Huh. That's the only one I remember. So he was a superstar there.
Man, he needs to pick it up. He's been terrible.
Yeah, he has been.
He's been horrible.
He has been.
I keep riding my fantasy bench.
Yep.
So we're still waiting. I don't know what's going on. It's taking forever for this pick to come in.
Picks, yeah. It makes me think they're not going Monk. They didn't take the easy choice there.
Wait, are you telling me they didn't? Or? You...
No, it says the pick is in.
Okay.
I don't see what it is. Here it is. I'll turn the volume up so you can hear it.
The 2017 NBA Draft. The Charlotte Hornets select Malik Monk.
They got him.
There we go. Finally.
Big pickup for the.
That's good.
You got Dwight Howard, Monk coming to town. I might sell some tickets next year.
You think Howard still got it?
Nah, not really, but.
Hey, not really. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I like that.
Yeah, you got Kimba and him back there now. You got the little front court action with your white stiffs and Howard up front. Yep. So you got some come back. I think that might be the best to steal the draft though so far. I mean, to get him at number 11, I think. I think if you're the, I got him thinking to get Donovan Mitchell. You know, so to get Monk instead of Mitchell is a huge upgrade.
Yes. So what do you got in that Detroit at 12? Then you got Justin Jackson on your mock. You still think that'll hold?
Yeah, I'll go with Jackson.
Yeah.
I'll just stick with the mock. I mean, I think Mitchell could slide a little bit here, so I'll go Jackson and go 13 with Detroit.
You don't think they'll go after the guy from Indiana?
I think Jackson's a better small forward of the two, okay. But we'll see. You going on a bayou with yours?
I think I am.
Okay.
I don't say they take on a bayou. I don't know why I'm picking against you. You've been pretty solid so far.
I have been.
Cool. All right, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
So my number one, or actually, are you going to give me yours first, or you want to go ahead?
I'll get my number. I know you're one.
Well, let's do mine first then.
You're the Cleveland Cavs.
Yeah, there's not much to say about mine. It's pretty simple.
That's the only moment. Well, I hated two of your moments. I hated the most recent Ohio State championship and the Cavs championship.
Why did you hate the most recent one?
The Ohio State championship?
Yeah, they weren't supposed to win.
I hate Urban Meyer. Oh,
come on.
You know, Ohio
first
State
ever is, playoff, they're the number 4 seed going against the big bad Alabama out of the SEC down in New Orleans, and somehow they win the title, and you're going to hate on it?
Some sweet little underdog story. Ohio State and their 70,000 enrollment and their championship and their top 5 recruits and their coach that wins everywhere.
Come on, no. You got to go back to when this happened. Dog. Everybody was down on Ohio. Like, nobody thought they had a even fighter's chance against Alabama.
I think they got hot in the year they needed to. They didn't deserve to be there because they play in a weaker league than everybody. They get, you know, they benefit all that. They lost a terrible game that year, didn't they? They lost to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, we don't want
to
talk about that.
It was absolutely miserable.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, TCU and Baylor should have been in that playoff.
No way.
No business being that playoff. They were the sixth best team.
They were the best team at the time. They were playing the best football that anybody in the country going into that
playoff.
That
was penalizing the Big 12 for not having a championship game.
That's the Big 12. That's the Big 12's fault.
Exactly.
Why are we penalizing Ohio State because the Big 12 didn't have a championship
They
game?
Wanted the old guard in there. They wanted the big names, the big name coaches and all that stuff. And you beat an overrated Alabama team with Blake Sims.
Oh, well, no. You are rewriting the past.
And an Oregon team that loses every championship game and played in.
Oh, my God. So, I can't believe what I'm hearing. This was not the discussion that was going on at the time of that playoff.
It was terrible. It was a complete joke.
I thought you were going to say the first championship.
I'm glad you beat Miami. I'm fine with that win over Miami. That was I like that a lot.
A little blowback as, you know, pass interference or shouldn't have won it or, you know, something.
Well, I mean, you did have a bunch of crooks in the team. They all got in trouble. Claret was kind of a thug, to say the least, and Tressel was, you know, wasn't much better. But, you know, I'm glad you beat Miami. There was a controversial pass interference that was really late.
I
want you to beat Miami, and I'm still glad you beat Miami. But, no, I'm not – you should not have won that championship. That was a complete joke that you won that championship that year.
I'm not disagree.
I didn't vote for you the champion that year. I voted TCU as the – or beat Baylor because Baylor won their – or TCU won their bowl game. Sorry, TCU won their bowl game, so I voted their number one.
That's something we'll have to get into on here as well, our top 25s for football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
The CFRA.
CFRA poll, College Football Researchers Association poll. We've been doing it for – coming up on 10 years, I feel like, close to it. Me and Justin are in a top 25 poll that we
it's a legitimate top 25 poll.
It is. The last few legitimate polls.
It's in the record books, right?
It's in the record books, yep. It's still in there.
That's right.
Go to the NCAA record book, and it's listed as a poll. So, got my name on the record books,
too.
Matt is the founder of the new CFRA.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Where are we at with this Pistons pick? It's got to be soon.
It's coming up right now. He's announcing it. It is going to be Luke Kennard from Duke.
No, why? I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't worry.
I think ESPN disagrees as well. They did not have shooting guard even on a list of needs for the Pistons.
Yep, they missed that.
I'm not sure I see the reasoning behind that pick.
Because right now, Detroit's shooting guard, they got Caldwell Pope, who's a really good shooting guard there.
Yes.
So I don't know what you're going to do with them then. They needed a point guard, if anything, with Jackson Smith or a small forward of Morris, but I don't know what you do there with Kennard.
Yeah, that's a terrible pick.
As we said, a poor man's J.J. Redick, so not a great pick there.
Yeah, defensive liability. Yeah, I think he's a role player, a three-point specialist in the NBA. I don't see him as much more than that. And you're taking him in the lottery. I don't get it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. So
at 13, we got two more picks in the lottery left. I don't know, maybe we'll cut it after the lottery.
Yeah.
Sound about right?
Sounds good.
So that 13, works. We got the Denver Nuggets, and then the Miami Heat are the last lottery pick at 14.
Okay.
And now let's get your number one sporting moment.
Did you want to talk about your number one? I cut you off. You couldn't really talk about that. Did you want to talk about
it? I mean, there's not a whole lot to say, really. It's so recent. Especially with the NBA Finals just ending, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
I'm from Ohio. I'm from Akron. LeBron. No championships in Cleveland. That's an easy number one. There's really not much to say. Unless you want to get into it.
There you go.
Unless you want to tell me they don't deserve it either. We can do that.
It was a good comeback. I mean, it was...
Unless you want to say that coming back from 3-1 wasn't impressive...
It was impressive.
Draymond Green not playing in one of those games soils the championship. I don't. What excuse do you got for me?
The fact that you got Draymond Green suspended in Game 5 was
there. It is. There. I knew there was something there.
It was. I mean, that was the cheap NBA trying to keep LeBron in it, and he ended up winning it. So
we're not going to put any credence in the fact that they won Game 6 and 7 on the road.
No, they won 5 and 7 in the road. Five.
I'm sorry. They won.
They didn't have Green for 5.
No. I didn't mean 6 and 7 on the road. I meant they won both games, but they won Game 7 on the road.
They didn't have Star at 5. Golden State without Green. I mean, it's a tough.
They still won 6 and 7 with him.
Well, you played at Cleveland in 6,
okay,
and then
what's your excuse for 7?
I played them 7. I'll give them that.
Everything was on the line. Everybody had everybody going, and they went down, and they went cross country to the Golden State in their house. And
they didn't really play that good in that game. Honestly, no one did anything in that game. Cleveland made a couple more plays on the stretch. You had the big block, and you had the Kyrie 3. But honestly, both those teams struggled home in that game. That was kind of an ugly end of that series. But
that's fine. I'll agree with that. But they were the better team.
Yep.
All right, who you got? Number one.
Number one. Well, first of all,
you give me a hint?
For Denver.
Okay, is it in?
Building up the suspense there for my number one. So let's go with 13. I'm gonna say they take Donovan Mitchell here from Louisville.
They've got a lot of needs.
They need a point guard. There's no point guards that are worth taking.
They need a forward and a point guard. This maybe Jackson falls a spot on your mock here, or I'm gonna go with the guy from Indiana. I think he's a little better player.
Okay.
Anunoby.
We'll see. My number one is gonna be Wake Forest's ACC football championship in 2006. Believe it or not.
Yes. Okay. I didn't even think about it. I was thinking football, like, Wake. What have they done? Nothing recently. I don't remember any basketball. Okay.
I was in college for it, so I was there in living color. Went to 8 of those games.
Yeah.
There were
8
times the regular season and won 7 of them, which has got to be an all-time record.
Drove down to the Orange Bowl that year, right?
Down to the Orange Bowl. put up a good fight. They would beat Louisville. That would be unbelievable. But they lost by 14. Played a great game, though. That was just an unbelievable team. A bunch of two-star recruits that hung around for 5 years and kind of forged an unbelievable smash-mouth football team that was just efficient enough. The most unbelievable thing about it, I think, was the fact that not only Wake Forest won pretty last in the ACC, won the ACC, but they did it without their starting quarterback, starting running back, or starting left tackle for most of the year. They lost their quarterback for the year, first game of the year, lost their running back, second game of the year, and their left tackle, R.B. Jones, was out games three through 10. So pretty phenomenal. They actually had their fourth string running back at one point. They moved a wide receiver to running back to make it work, and they figured out a way. It was just unbelievable the way they kept finding ways that year.
The team of destiny.
It was. ACC was down that year, but they, I mean, you say that, but they beat Georgia Tech in the championship game that had Calvin Johnson, and they picked off Calvin Johnson twice on – it's Calvin Johnson's worst game of all time.
Cornerback. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, they dominated Reggie Ball, who's a four-year senior, and Calvin Johnson in the championship game to win a 9-6 soccer thriller there on the field goals. So
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know as well –
And they had Donovan Smith again. Donovan Mitchell, yep.
Well, I don't know if this has been announced either, but I believe Utah is sending Trey Lyles and pick number 24 to Denver for the 13th pick.
For Mitchell?
So I think Mitchell was actually a Utah pick.
I don't know if I guess it's better than 24th pick, but I don't know how much better.
I don't know if that's, again, that's being reported online. I don't know if ESPN's picked up on that or not.
Yeah. I mean, he's best available at this point, but, I mean, he's not, there's definitely size concerns and other issues with this guy, but.
Which, I mean, it's interesting for the Nuggets, though, right? I mean, you said they needed a point guard.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's a point guard. I think he's got to make him, a combo guard at best, maybe. He's listed as a shooting guard. I think he'll be a shooting guard in the league. I mean, he's athletic enough where he's going to, do some damage, but, I don't know. We'll see. They have an aging,
let me jump in real quick. I think we are kind of talking past each other a little bit. By trading down to 24, I'm saying Denver needs a point guard. There really isn't anybody left, right, at this point.
Yep.
So why take somebody there, trade down, get maybe a little more value?
Yeah, at 24, though, you're still not looking at a whole lot of guys that are...
Well, they might not even take one in the draft at this point. That's kind of my point. Yeah. Why force your hand on somebody that might not even be a point guard at that spot at 13 and take Mitchell? Why not...
Yeah.
Trade down the draft, get somebody of value that, you can maybe slide in at small forward at a four.
Yep.
You get Lyles, who's a big body.
Yep, that's true.
Maybe you get your point guard somewhere else.
Yep. There's some small forwards in that area, so I got 24 as Caleb Swanigan for Purdue, so I don't know if they'll end up taking that or not for Denver, but we'll see.
Yeah, you get somebody like that. I mean, there's some guys that are, I think, good values at that point in the draft. I think we talked about that in the last podcast. Lyles, I don't know, he's okay. The guy out of Kentucky. But he's like 6'10", 6'11".
Yep.
Not bad. You slide him in. And then, I don't know, maybe off the free agent, pick up a free agent, get a point guard that way. Who knows? Or maybe they got bigger plans. They're going to deal Lyles in the 24th pick for somebody else.
Get Kyrie. He's looking to leave town, apparently. So,
man, we'll get into that
Cap
later.
Broken up again, man. Fame getting broken up.
I don't know. You know what? That reminds me, though. I didn't bring this up at the beginning of the podcast, and I meant to. Apparently, the Cavs and the Spurs are talking. The thought is Kevin Love might go to San Antonio and we might get Aldridge and Danny Green. What do you think about that?
Aldridge may help, though. He's kind of like Tristan Thompson, you know. I don't know if...
No, he's more athletic than Thompson. A much, much better offensive player than Thompson. I think he's a better offensive player than Love.
He hadn't done a lot, though, with San Antonio. He's struggled the last couple of years with them. I mean, I don't know. He was better in Portland than San Antonio.
I agree with that. I think Green, he's a better fit than Love is with the Cavs.
You think Green's a better fit? Or you put
I think Aldridge is a better fit. Green, I don't know. I don't think he's any different from what we got.
He's just like JR. I mean, just kind of a role player that can hit a couple shots, and I don't think it's anything to make y'all a better team.
If anything, I would say he's kind of like a combo Shumpert and Smith. You know, he can shoot the three pretty well, and he's a good defensive player.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a two-way player than he is, but still, it's kind of a...
I wouldn't make the deal just to get Danny Green.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to have Aldridge over Love, and apparently Love is not generating much trade value around the league from what I've been reading.
I think you're underselling Love.
I think you're overhyping him. I think that name has taken a beating the last couple of years.
I mean, only because he doesn't get shots in Cleveland. I mean, LeBron takes the ball all the time. LeBron and Kyrie take all the shots. So the man doesn't get any shots. When he gets shots, he hits them. He's a good spot three-pointer. I mean, great. Defensively, there's some...
He's a liability on defense.
There's some... He leaves something to be desired.
A lot to be desired.
I think you're...
You put him in the pick and roll, and you just feast all day.
I mean, I kind of agree with that, but... I mean, I don't know if Aldridge is as good as... He seems like he's just going... He's got Love getting worse every year, so... I'm not sure it's as much of an upgrade as you're making it out to be.
Well, maybe I'm overselling it a little bit. I think it's an upgrade over Love. I'm not trying to say that I think it's this amazing upgrade if it's coming off that way, but I do think it is somewhat of an upgrade. It's not going to change anything, though. It's not like they're going to beat Golden State because they got Aldridge all of a sudden.
Yep. I've got Onabayu going. You have Onabayu going to Miami. Picks coming in real quick.
The pick is,
Do you have a prediction?
What's that?
You have a prediction?
I just saw it, so no.
Yeah. By Onabayu, I meant Adebayu, so. Got the right, basically the right name, right? But different player. Bam goes a lot earlier than predicted, but I still think he's a good player.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought you said...
Center off the board.
Oh, wow,
though.
Okay.
Yeah,
you had him going 27. I thought you said is it Onabayu from Indiana?
Yeah, that's who I thought was going, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Onabayu, yep.
Okay, we'll count that as half.
Yeah, half, yeah.
You get a half point on that. The name's close enough.
Close enough, yep. But this is the biggest... I thought he was... Good kind of slide because he didn't have the predictable size as a center in the league, but I'm glad he did because I think he's super athletic, super. He's got a really good motor. One of those guys that just works all the time, good motor. I think it's a good pick for Miami. Again, at this point in the draft, there's a lot of players that are just kind of at.
Yeah.
So, I do think John Collins is a better player than him, though, and he's not drafted, so I guess a little surprised that Collins hadn't gone. Ahead of him,
you
but
think a lot of these NBA teams are kind of getting away from that traditional center approach?
Yeah, I think they are. That's why Collins would have been top 10 pick, they said, 10 years ago, but now he's, you know, going to be a fringe top 20 pick.
You got teams like Boston and Golden State running smaller lineups. It's just hard to keep guys in.
It is. You're right. It is.
Spreading the court. It's hard to play anybody that if they can't shoot the three that well. All these big guys have to have some kind of outside shot.
Yeah, they do.
So it's a different game.
Yep. It is. So that's three Kentucky guys in the draft lottery.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, too. 3 out of 14, that's pretty good.
Yep.
That's really
11,
good.
14 and
they've done better though, right?
They had five in the first round. They won't get that this year. That's gonna be it for the first round. They may have.
Do you remember?
Actually, this is gonna be it for the draft. Yeah.
Do you remember how many they had in the lottery that year, though?
Four, maybe. It might be the record. I don't know. They might have only had three.
Okay. That's impressive.
They killed Kid Gilchrist, Davis. It was their championship year. And then someone else I feel like was in lottery that year, but or no, I guess their best year was the John Wall year because they had Cousins, Wall, Bledsoe was in the lottery too, and they had, I think had two other later first rounders. So
okay, see if I can look it up real fast before we finish up here.
It would have been the 2000 and. 10 NBA draft.
I'm trying to find it real fast, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to. It might be too hard to find just the lottery. It's easy to find draft picks per school.
Yeah, I don't think it's a record, but I think it's probably, you know, one of the better performances you see.
Yeah.
Look at 2010 NBA draft and see if I can.
Okay.
I think that one. They Wall was one. Cousins was five. Patterson was 14.
So they got three.
Bledsoe was actually 18. So they had three in the lottery that year. And they had five because Orton and was also drafted there. So they had five first rounders for Kentucky that year.
Bledsoe's kind of blossomed into it. I mean, if you would have known what Bledsoe would have become, he would have been a lottery pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Patterson probably wasn't lottery.
Yeah, that's true. You would reverse it with him. Okay, yeah. Good point.
That was a really good draft, though, if you look. I mean, you got John Wall. Evan Turner at two ended up being kind of a disappointment. Favors at three is a little high. Johnson, Wesley Johnson at four. Yeah, big disappointment. But then you got Cousins at five. Ekpeya Duo's done some work. Monroe's hanging around. Gordon Hayward was nine. Paul George was 10. Who else was?
Yeah, there's some good players in there.
Yeah, there were. Relatively, so.
All right, well, let's, I guess, wrap it up there. That takes us all the way through the NBA lottery. You were pretty spot on with your mock draft.
Thank you. We'll see how I do the rest of the draft. It gets harder after this, obviously, because we've got a lot more kind of variance of where everybody goes. But
are you going to post your results?
I will. I'll post my final score numbers for everybody to see in the blog, and I'll let you know if I break any records or anything.
All right. Well, you can find those results over at sportssentiment.com.
Yep.
And, you know, I probably should give where the podcast is uploaded as well.
Get that going, yep.
So you can go check out 68and16sports.wordpress.com. Those are the numbers 6816, and is spelled out. You can also catch us on Twitter at 68and16sports. Again, 68 and 16. All right. Well, I guess we'll reconvene in a couple weeks. I'll probably just go ahead and throw this one up, hopefully tonight or in the morning. And well, I guess college football will start rolling around. Some
We'll do fantasy football. We'll do everything there in prep for football season. So
we'll catch our breath. We did kind of a lot in a 2-day span after not doing anything. And then we'll come back refreshed and ready to talk football.
Sounds great.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, it was fun talking with you. And I guess we'll see how the rest of this draft plays out.
Yep.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.